Sister White does the same thing. Sister White talks about modern Babylon, but she doesn't call them the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. She calls them Catholicism, spiritualism, and apostate Protestantism. John and Ellen White, two prophets, identifying the same power at the end of the world, but using different language to identify those powers. And this is what we're seeing here in verse 41. Edom, Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon is Daniel's way to express modern Babylon. And now if you go back into verse 41 and consider what's being stated here, it's very easy to see this. Verse 41, he, the papacy, shall enter into the United States, the glorious land. He shall conquer it when he enters into it. At the passage of the Sunday law, at which point many people will be overthrown, but the overthrown people are going to be contrasted with those that escape out of the hand of the papacy. And at the Sunday law in the United States, the papacy, as the head of modern Babylon, has three groups of people that are under its spiritual influence. According to Revelation 16, we'd call it the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet is modern Babylon, but the papacy is the figurehead of all three. And we find within the communion of modern Babylon, three groups of people that at the Sunday law in the United States will begin to come out of Babylon. In fact, this is the very message that begins to be sounded at the Sunday law in the United States, come out of Babylon. And we've been plainly told in the spirit of prophecy that the majority of God's people are still in modern spiritual Babylon. So in verse 41, when we're suggesting that what is being identified here is a Sunday law in the United States, and at that very time, verse 41 says that out of this threefold makeup of modern Babylon, out of people that have prior to this time been in the hand, under the subjection of the papacy, at that time period, based on the response that they have to the loud cry message that's being given under the power of the latter rain, that many at that time will come out of Babylon and stand with God's people. That's what this verse is describing. And brothers and sisters, this verse is absolutely consistent with the sequence of end time events that we understand as Seventh-day Adventists. And in our last presentation, we read a couple passages from Sister White out of Volume 6, where she is clear that first the United States passes the Sunday law, and then all the countries on the rest of planet Earth